Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 good morning. Wake up, Kansas City. Yeah, it's time to hustle with Shine. Brian B. Shining, reporting live from the Brown and Kruger studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It's a high of 39. Currently, it is 29 with clear skies at the research hospital.
Heidi!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this, third day of Black History Month, but also National Women's Physicians Day?
It's only third day out here. I don't know what's going on.
That was good. Well timed.
Stacey Shaw, she knows the law. We got some legal advice for you, and it's free too. Coming up at about 7:50.
We love free 99. Also, we got some deals for you later on. We'll talk about the Soul Food Tour. We got the next spot today. We got to, of course, talk about the spot that you was at on yesterday. TMG goes down into 23. Strick Daddy says if he did a versus against Plies, he would tear him to pieces.
Ooh, that would actually be a good versus, now that I think about it. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, we'll see what that conversation leads us. Also, Kiki Palmer talks about living with a partner, being married or not. It's going to be a good conversation.
Oh, you sure?
My type of conversation.
All right, your motivation coming up in 10 minutes. D, we doing hood tacos this week, baby. It's Black History Month for the first Taco Tuesday in Black History Month. Let's get it in. It's Taco Tuesday!
Today is Taco Tuesday!
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
You could be envious and resentful about someone else's success, but what good would that do you? Choose instead to be curious and inspired. You can share in the fruits of anyone's success by learning from it. You can allow the energy of that success to inspire your own efforts. It's true that not everyone who possesses something desirable has earned it, but someone has earned it. Emulate whatever was done to bring it about, and you can earn something similar. No matter what someone else might already have, there is plenty of abundance to go around. You have the opportunity to transform some of that untapped abundance into specific value. As such, there is no good reason to be envious. There is every reason to decide what you want to have in your life and set about to create it. Anytime you feel even the slightest tinge of envy, remind yourself what a waste it is. Transform that feeling into inspiration and let it drive you to generate great value. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:25 on your time. It's a high of 39. Currently, it is 29 in Wyandotte. While on the Sherry Shepherd Show, singer Maya expresses interest in which artist she loved to join on tour with.
To be in the presence of, and of course honor her, Janet Jackson.
Oh, you like to join Janet?
Yes. You know I love to sing. I love to dance. I love entertainment, so.
I would love to see that. When Maya made it a surprise appearance in Kansas City for the Boy Is Mine tour because Money Long was out, so she really kind of did the rest of the tour in place of her, and if she didn't, she made sure that she showed that she still got it. That's all I got to say.
Mm-hmm.
And she also made it a point to let people know that, well, after the fact, that she didn't really have much time for rehearsals. So the fact that she had all of the medleys and everything put together and the dance. And, hey, you got to tip your hat to Maya for
that. Yes, I do.
All right.
And that's fine. She's fine.
Just classic, timeless fine.
Okay. I'm talking about her skill, and here you go.
All due respect.
Yeah.
You know,
throwing that in there.
Nah, she, I think Maya's one of the more underrated 2000s artists for sure.
I agree.
She's one that gets, I don't want to say forgotten about, but
she
because
does.
she doesn't make a big deal or make a big spectacle, or she's right. not on social media like how others are.
And her peers would be kind of Brandy and Monica.
Right, for sure. She came out 98.
Yeah.
She came out 98. Mm-hmm. So, and she was younger too. She was like 15, 16, I want to say something like that. So yeah, she's definitely in that category. She's like, could she be like the late 90s, 2000s Sade?
I can go for that.
It's getting a little thick over there.
The thick version.
You're looking pretty thick.
Oh, you're crazy, dude. Another headline for you. Journalist Don Lemon details the moment federal officers arrested him, but he also mentions that he was trying to turn himself in way before they ended up following him.
Which is a waste, Jimmy, of resources, because sure. I had told them weeks before, and maybe once or twice, that I could just go in and it would have to be the folks who were just working there that day, and they wouldn't have to have all these people following me.
As a millennial, I'm tired of living in unprecedented times.
Buckle up.
You ain't lying, boy.
Yeah.
My seatbelt's been buckled. Mm-hmm. If you was born when I was born, we're used to these, you know.
What do you feel like is, besides what's going on now for you in your lifetime, what do you feel like was the craziest thing outside of what's happening?
The craziest?
Yeah, like, oh my gosh.
Close your eyes and pick one.
Yeah, give me something.
I wish you would have asked me this yesterday or something. Okay. I think 9/11, man, I don't think anything gets more crazy than that. Mm-hmm.
I think I was about 6 or so when that happened.
I was in junior high school. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, this is what life is like. Just... I don't know if anything will ever top that, or what we seeing now is just a different source of craziness, a different level.
Yeah,
of craziness.
Who would ever thought we would have a president that was a reality star? That's
God
crazy.
Bless the United States.
And I will say, regarding TSA, I didn't realize until I got older that whole TSA and them being strict didn't happen until.
9/11.
I couldn't. I'm just thinking of
what it was like before.
That's insane.
I only rode a plane once before. I was
ridiculous.
A kid, or twice. I was just a young kid. Yeah.
Let's talk about that later. Yeah.
I'm Stacey
and I'm Carla,
and we're with the Black Alumni Alliance.
We are hustling and shining in the morning with Hot 103 Jams.
And don't forget to slam that Z.
Hot 103 Jams is turning up the romance for Valentine's Day. One lucky couple will have a chance to win the ultimate Valentine's Day experience. A luxury night stay on the Country Club Plaza.
Ow.
Mm-hmm. A romantic dinner for two.
Hey.
Breakfast the next morning.
Hey.
After a long night.
Oh.
Plus designer fragrances, uh-oh, fine chocolates, and elegant roses.
Hey.
Listen for the ultimate Valentine's Day keyword. When you hear it, be the 25th Texan at 816-900-4103 and you're qualified to win.
Ow.
Can we get a hookup like that? No?
Probably not.
Yeah, okay. Well,
speaking of hookups, KCPD getting plenty of them here recently as far as their budget goes.
Thanks.
Months before the end of his fiscal 25-26 budget year, though, Kansas City, Missouri Chief of Police Stacey Graves is calling for some drastic cost reduction measures, D, to solve a budgetary imbalance, meaning somebody been keeping the books in order. Mm. In a recent letter to the department, Graves said that the measures are needed to ensure our basic services can continue to be supported. Are we serious? The department's appropriated budget this past year was $343 million, D.
Wow.
A 7.64 increase from its 24-25 budget of $319 million. And the amount of the department's budgetary imbalance wasn't immediately provided. Of course it wasn't. But Graves also called for a pause in hiring in professional staff positions with any exceptions requiring her approval. So this pause will be reevaluated after May 1st when the new budget year begins. So, you know, and they stated asking for more money. But you can't even do right with the $319 or the $343 million that you have now. So why should we give you more?
Yeah. Valid questions. I understand that the police department requires certain expenses. Absolutely.
Like, oh, you mean like $900,000 extra to pay a teen who they took into custody for 2 or 3 weeks? Yeah. That was a mistake.
That was awful.
And that's not the only one. There have been plenty of settlements over the years. Yeah. With them.
So that's what I was always curious about, if the settlements come out of the city's money or do the settlements come out of their
budget?
I
think Mayor Lucas said yesterday, I think he said that the settlements actually come from the city. He said that the police department actually doesn't pay those.
And that's what I was thinking too, because then that wouldn't even touch this $343 million.
And that's so crazy. That makes it even crazier.
If that's not even touching it, then yes. Then what's going on there? We need an itemized list.
Yo, yo, Kevin Holmes, KSHP 41 News here. I'm locked in with Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Hot 103 Jams. Duh.
D, yesterday we talked about a closure at Wyandotte High School. Mm-hmm. Well, they stated that there will be no school today through Friday this week as cleanup work and comprehensive air quality testing continues after a fire late Friday night. So, that goes out to all Wyandotte High School students. Check your Kansas City, Kansas Public Schools email for a Google check-in to assess technical needs. I guess they might be having AIM days or something like that or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, they might be doing something virtually. Or the teachers might be sending some type of assignment.
Check your emails, man. You going to... So y'all can do that homework. I remember one time my grandma was so frustrated with me not really ever having homework.
Why didn't you have homework?
I mean, we had it sometimes. We didn't have it all the time. Okay. Definitely not to her liking.
What?
We had homework. Maybe it might have been 2 or 3 classes where you had homework. And I'm talking about like middle school. I'm at Paul Robeson, dog. And this was at the end of a like musical performance or something where the teachers would talk to people that's in the audience. And most of them were parents and grandparents and stuff. Anybody have any questions or concerns, anything? Of course, my grandma stands up with her query itself in front of everybody. My grandson never has any homework. How come these kids don't have no homework no more? Blah, 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 blah. And I used to try to get whatever homework I did, I used to try and get it done and out of the way, too. So, school memories. Gotta love
I'm sure it's a lot of our cousins out there that I'm happy that everything is okay, but I'm sure at the same time they are enjoying their AMI day today. Just make sure you get your work done.
Yep.
It's the bare minimum.
What up, y'all? It's your girl, Latoya Luckett, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
Good God.
There's that amazing writing ability from Missy going right there.
See, I respect my elders, and I understand. Everybody had a strong suit. Missy was creative and doing things that people wasn't doing.
So if I make like fart noises with a trombone or something, because nobody else has ever done it.
You wouldn't be the first to do that.
I feel like
you wouldn't be the first.
Some people will only give kudos to stuff just because it's different.
Okay, so let's take out Zappin' Rogers.
Good, bro.
Let's take out Zappin' them. Let's take out T-Pain. Let's say that they didn't do nothing. Let's take them out of the history book of music. Yeah.
Where are you going with that?
My point is, they were the first to kind of do some of those things.
But it sounded good, at least.
See, that's what I'm saying. And what she's produced sounds good. Maybe not to, you know, a male.
Stop. Don't do that. Don't make it a male feat.
It's not that. You know what I've noticed? This has nothing to do with that conversation. I'm going to get back on topic. But you know what I noticed? For men and women, you never notice men just be like, yeah, I was bumping that Trina. Like, it's a stigma for you guys to even act like. No, I'm just saying. That's my point.
Slow down that ass too fat. We're not trying to listen to that.
You can say
on
that.
On our free time.
Act like you saying it to your girl or something. But I'm just being honest.
Absolutely not.
That's my point. Is you all for your first choice is men. Okay.
Cousins, we appreciate you tapping into our secret conversations. We love and appreciate you for making Hustle and Shine in the Morning a part of your daily morning routine, because we know, we realize you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time. Shout out to the cousins that's on our Facebook Live right now. On the stream, we are live. Shout out to Marcus Hearn, Stacey Davis, Kiara Jenkins, Aaron McGee is in the building too. Shout out
hey
to
Auntie.
You. And then on the Hustle and Shine text line, Rich Harris always tapping in with us, telling us Happy Taco Tuesday. We appreciate you. Anastasia,
Happy Hood Taco Tuesday.
Yeah, Anastasia Jackson said good morning, and she chimed in on our conversation we had earlier about TSA and all of that.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
TSA before 9/11.
Man, I couldn't imagine. It's crazy.
Like club security.
Yikes.
In and out.
That is sick. Shout out to the Sorrells family. Happy birthday, Joshua Mack. Send a shout out to Mother Dear Tracy over at Raytown Central Middle School. She's putting in work dealing with all the community's children. So, yeah, we want to send her some extra strength. We know how tough it can get.
Especially ones with silver teeth.
Watch out. Good morning to the Jones sisters and Thailand. Last but not least, Lisa Aquino. Hey, Lisa. And then also, hey to, hey, Lisa and Christina. Shout out to you, cousin. We appreciate y'all.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:25 on your time. It's a high of 37. Currently 25. Clear skies at UMKC. Rapper Trick Daddy says if it was a versus battle, it's gonna take two people to even equal him.
Why they got near me? They're having man. What am I having? You think they weren't trying to do a versus with me? I even told the people, and you can ask Timmy, I told him, let two of them jump me from my era.
And he clearly addressed Plies too. He said Plies couldn't see me when it came to a versus battle.
I don't know, man. This is actually a good versus battle. I think that could pop off, because I think although Trick Daddy, he might have more hits, maybe. Plies got bigger ones.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Yeah. Put a pause behind that. Hey, young sir.
With this one right here.
Yeah. We dropped that. It's over.
I don't know if that one got cussing or not. So let me turn that down. But yeah, Shorty, Busted Baby. You know, Trick Daddy, he got his own too.
He got man. I'm a thug. Those are the ones I know. Let's go. I'm going to be leaning on Plies, of course, because I think Trick Daddy is bigger in certain regions, whereas Plies was being played amongst the entire black community.
And I think in that same region in Florida, like, Plies is just as big as Trick Daddy in Florida, to me. Here we go.
Tell him about mine, dog.
Hey, come on. What Trick Daddy going to do with this?
Shorty.
I can't stand it till you treat it bad.
I'm glad I turned that down.
Yeah, that's a great song. Yeah, I'd be interested to see that battle. Other news, other headlines. Keke Palmer recently spoke about living with her partner and said she got some things that's just a no-no.
But one thing I need you to know is that I never want to live together. I like my alone time. Mary even.
So you don't have,
he's gonna live around the corner?
Two
around
houses.
The corner would be great. Think about how fun it would be to be like, I'm going over to my man's house.
Yeah. Over there.
Yeah, over there.
Over there. You know what? I've been saying this for a while, and Whoopi didn't said it. Whoopi said, I don't want nobody
in my house. Yeah, I like that.
I agree.
Good luck.
I want to have, like, let's have a, like, your townhomes next door or something.
Good luck.
But, you know, living with...
You live like that, you'll be singing this.
D-O-R-C.
I can't co-sign that, Big Brother. I can't.
My divorce.
How about that?
Miss Pat and her husband do it. It's good. What's the name of the actress? Shirley Ralph and her husband have done it for decades.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
The people that be living together be breaking up.
Okay. If you try that and you see somebody else that's in the guest room or something,
why would that happen?
What do you mean? Because I got freedom. You're not here.
Freedom of having your own space, not to go buck wild and mess up your marriage vows. That's you're so extreme.
Good luck.
This dude is extreme, Kansas City.
Good luck.
This is Stayla Cherry, and I wake up with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 G.
D, if you're traveling soon, if you ain't got no real ID or an acceptable form of ID, you will have another option to go use a TSA Confirm ID as an alternative way to verify your ID, or are you going to pay that $45? In the words of Fat Tune, $45. Hold on. How much that costs? $45. All them lights is going off.
This dude.
So,
where that money going?
Man, come on. You are, what? Why are you asking questions like that? You already know where it's going. Stop. You already know. You know, right in 45 and 47 pockets. That's where it's going. So, it'll cost you $45 and then it'll last 10 days. That's all you get for that. The date you travel on your receipt. The TSA recommends prepaying online if you're going to go that route. Yeah. You would then show your receipt at the TSA checkpoint to start your Confirm ID screening. A TSA spokesperson also said that if you use it again in 10 days, you will show your receipt at the TSA checkpoint again. So don't throw your receipt away if you're paying that $45. But again, it's only going to last you 10 days, fam.
Yeah, just go ahead and get your real ID. At this point, you should have it. I remember when I was flying, when they were starting to get a little serious about it, and the TSA dude looked me up and down like I wasn't who I was on the picture. Like, dude, if you don't let me through.
You got an attitude,
before dude. Before I storm the Capitol. Like, come on now. So, yeah.
Before you do what? You storm the Capitol. What?
It's a joke.
Oh God, I don't think you're
it's
lying.
It's a January 6th joke. Come on.
Get
in line. We cracking jokes all Black History Month. Come on.
If you need legal advice about child custody and support, auto accidents, traffic tickets, DWIs, or license reinstatements, Stacey Shaw knows the law with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Let's throw it to the official attorney of Hustle and Shine in the morning, Stacey Shaw. She knows the law. Stacey, good morning. What you got?
Happy Black History Month. Today, we're going to be talking about questions about child support. I don't know how many questions I get about this issue every week, but the first thing that you should know is how it's calculated, okay? We're going to go into this more on our show on Faith, Justice, Victory today. Make sure you hop on over at 11:30 for KPRT. And the first thing, how it's calculated. All right, just because you do not have care or custody of your child, or you don't have any parenting time and a parenting plan, that does not mean that you don't have to pay child support. You are going to be ordered to pay child support unless there is an agreement between the mom and the dad prior to the entry of a judgment that no child support should be paid. But once you get into court, there is going to be child support. And how they calculate it at first is combining the gross income of both parents, okay? So that is the income each month prior to any taxes or deductions being taken out. After that, you get credit for children that are in your care. You also get credit for any child support that you pay to other children that are part of other orders. And you also factor in if you have any other children that are not in the case, but are your children, all right? If you pay for insurance for the child, if you pay for healthcare for the child, that's also factored in. And also the biggest part is this overnight credit. I always tell people the biggest factor for changing the amount of child support is to get more overnights with your children. Now, this is kind of complicated, but you can always give me a call at 816-359-1877. You can find me online at StaceyShawLaw.com and on all social media at StaceyShawLaw if you've got questions about this or other legal issues. Remember, today is Tuesday. I'm going to be going over this concept on Faith, Justice, Victory, which is on 11:30 on KPRT. Make sure today is Tuesday. During Black History Month, make sure that you find a child and say something encouraging to them. Remember, we are doing great things, and you are a part of the difference that is going to be required in America. So until next time, good luck and God bless.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision. It should not be based solely on advertisements.
What's up, KC? This is your boy, comedian Arnett J, a.k.a. Sweet Potato. I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
D, are you a dog person? No.
I would prefer dogs over cats. Do I have a dog? No. Have I ever had a dog? No. I love my best friend's dog. He's a schnauzer.
Well, Wayside Waves is kicking off 2026 with a new adoption special, D, giving people an affordable opportunity to welcome a new furry friend to their family this year. This week, the shelter is hosting $25 adoptions for all its dogs, cats, puppies, kittens, and small mammals. So I love this. The special ends on Sunday. That includes spay, neuter surgery, microchip. I just
very important things.
It's just shocking to me how much.
Okay.
It's just shocking to me how much I became a dog person.
I love that for you.
So, you know, before I wasn't really trying to mess with no animals like that.
Yeah.
I had no experience with them.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna turn out the same way. Watch.
About
10 years, we're gonna see D. She gonna be like Paris Hilton with a little dog on her hip.
I've always wanted like a little small little chihuahua or something, like a little dog I can hold in my hand and I can take with me to the mall.
No,
but I'm okay. It's okay. That's a lot of responsibility.
Just wait. Just wait.
What am I waiting on?
Just wait. like Amigo said, just wait on it.
Never say never, but I'm okay right now.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
824, high of 37. Currently it's 25 first guys at Independence Square. Big Sean and Usher have teamed up and collaborated to donate $1 million to this organization.
When you just think about the history of Detroit, the fact that if there were no Motown, there would not be any LaFace Records or any of the entrepreneurs that came out of Atlanta. So here was an opportunity for us to get some economic mobility with young men and women here in Detroit.
Big so Motown has a foundation or something, D?
Well, he's done things with Boys and Girls Club in Atlanta. And so with the collaboration of course, what is his name? Big Sean's, of course, hometown being Detroit, I think he just wanted to have some type of collaboration. So it's to my understanding that they teamed up with Boys and Girls Club.
It should be, and I like this idea. I love it. I'm just expanding. I'm just thinking, you know, outside the box. It should be like a university, a Motown university on business school.
Yeah.
Like, or a music business.
That. Yeah.
Like,
They do have that at some universities. Even some HBCUs, they have it. But you're saying make it more accessible is what you're saying.
I would say make it more accessible, but make it more well-known and world-renowned, because that's what Motown is. Motown is a time, a period of music in which we all look back on as the start of the black mega superstars with Marvin Gaye. And I'm like, it was a few before then, but Motown really... like put things on a major map, on a major scale. So I just think that, I don't know, having some type of music university or something, maybe.
Yeah, I like that.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure somebody in works is something of that sort. Other headlines, according to Variety magazine, Sherry Shepherd's daytime talk show Sherry has been canceled after 4 seasons.
Oh my God. But not just her.
Kelly Clarkson also had her own show. It was announced that her show will be coming to an end after 7 seasons. Now, far still remains Tamron Hall, who does a fabulous job. Love her. And Jennifer Hudson's show is still remaining, but there has been rumors that some of the other daytime ladies will be cut. It's very unfortunate.
Is it room for that anymore?
I pull TMG from them. So yes, I tap in with the.
You letting up all the recipes, man. What are you doing?
That ain't nothing.
What are you doing?
That's one of the 30 other sources. But daytime TV, I feel like, is important. Just like we had The View, just like we had the, you know, those type of things. It is important.
Is it still necessary in 26, though?
I think it is. And I only say that because, like, The Shade Room, the idea is that those are younger people that are running it. I think we want to have our older people that are telling the stories. I like to see both perspectives. And Sherry, Jennifer Hudson, all the rest of them, I mean, they would be kind of, I would consider those to be older women.
I do it, girl. I was giving it to them, okay?
So, yeah. Where my granny going to get some of her news from? Now she going to be asking me.
Well, you're the source, D.
Time to get it up and make it happen.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Aquarius season. Happy birthday to those innovative, rebellious, and independent Aquarius.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
A happy birthday to reality star and streamer India Love. Sending a big happy birthday to Reggae Tone Royalty. Happy B-Day to Daddy Yankee. And last but not least, somebody call 911. 'Cause him and his mama us stealing again. I'm just playing. Happy birthday, the singer, songwriter, and rapper, Sean Kingston.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Sending birthday love to Melanie Antoinette Wiggins, Micah Hanley Jr., and Stephen Michael McCoy. Happy birthday, Tierra Tiller, Dominic Bosby, and Madeline Monjoy. Happy birthday, Ashley Lounce and Monique Mobeats. Plus, sending birthday love to my dog, Brandocious, Drone, Iman Colonel, and everybody else born on February 3rd. Happy birthday, Aquarius. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Hey.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Erica.
Hey, Erica.
How are you guys doing, cousin?
We doing pretty good.
We good.
No complaints.
We'll be better if your check engine light is off. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. My check engine light is definitely off.
Okay, good. What kind of air freshener you got in your car? You seem like you keep your car well freshened all the time.
Oh, Black Ice.
I knew you got that Black Ice on deck.
That's a Black History Month staple right there.
All right,
Erica, we got two tickets to send you to go see New Edition this Thursday at the T-Mobile Center, Boyz II Men, Toni Braxton. But you got to finish these lyrics, and from what I heard, this song might be a tough one.
I know.
Oh, baby. To the other side, we can do just what you like, girl.
Can you start?
Hit me off. Yeah. All right. See, you know what? I was
fumbling
a little bit, but I got it.
Hit me off. We'll give it
you
to
you. You was reading that teleprompter.
She was.
Hey! No. I was not reading the teleprompter.
You better get off them Google lyrics.
Pull over.
You're lying.
Oh,
right.
Stop lying.
Yeah.
We believe you.
Yeah.
Stop lying.
All right, Erica, you get those two tickets to go see New Edition this Thursday, February 5th at the T-Mobile Center. Boyz II Men, Toni Braxton will be there as well. Who you going to take with you?
I'm taking my sister, Evan. We are huge New Edition fans.
Y'all huge fans?
Yes.
Well, this might excite you a little bit. You're also qualified for a meet and greet that might, you know, you might get that VIP meet and greet experience.
All right. Okay.
And it's Bobby Brown's birthday, too. He's going to be here on the B-Day.
Yeah, that concert, it's going to be so much fun.
Cousin, go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you hooked up.
It's Hustle and Shine in the morning.
Duh.